You didn't say that.
I certainly did. I said, but if you think I would arrange for you to even have a quarter of a second alone with her, why should you have her? And anyway, she isn't mine to give, is she? To think that I would go to her and ask such a thing.
Nobu-san, I hope the minister didn't take this too badly, considering all he's done for Iwamura Electric.
Now wait just a moment. I won't have you thinking I'm ungrateful. The minister helped us because it was his job to help us. I've treated him well these past months, and I won't stop now. But that doesn't mean I have to give up what I've waited more than 10 years for and let him have it instead. What if I'd come to you as he wanted me to? Would you have said, all right, Nobu-san, I'll do it for you?
Please, how can I answer such a question?
Easily. Just tell me you would never have done such a thing.
But, Nobu-san, I owe such a debt to you. If you asked a favor of me, I could never turn it down lightly.
Well, this is new. Have you changed, Sayori? Or has there always been a part of you I didn't know?
I've often thought Nobu-san has much too high an opinion of me.
I don't misjudge people. If you aren't the woman I think you are, then this isn't the world I thought it was. Do you mean to say you could consider giving yourself to a man like the minister? Don't you feel there's right and wrong in this world, and good and bad? Or have you spent too much of your life in Gion?
My goodness, Nobu-san, it's been years since I've seen you so enraged.
This must have been exactly the wrong thing to say, because all at once Nobu's face flared in anger. He grabbed his glass in his one hand and slammed it down so hard it cracked, spilling ice cubes onto the tabletop. Nobu turned his hand to see a line of blood across his palm.
Oh, Nobu-san.
Answer me.
I can't even think of the question right now. Please, I have to go fetch something for your hand.
Would you give yourself to the minister, no matter who asked it of you? If you're a woman who would do such a thing, I want you to leave this room right now and never speak to me again.
I couldn't understand how the evening had taken this dangerous turn, but it was perfectly clear to me I could give only one answer. I was desperate to fetch a cloth for Nobu's hand. His blood had trickled onto the table already, but he was looking at me with such intensity I didn't dare to move.
I would never do such a thing, I said. I thought this would calm him, but for a long, frightening moment he continued to glower at me. Finally, he let out his breath.
Next time, speak up before I have to cut myself for an answer.
I rushed out of the room to fetch the mistress. She came with several maids and a bowl of water and towels. Nobu wouldn't let her call a doctor, and to tell the truth, the cut wasn't as bad as I'd feared. After the mistress left, Nobu was strangely silent. I tried to begin a conversation, but he showed no interest.